Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Let's look at how the opening happened on the Chicago Boards of Trade, the Board Trade, the Mercantile Exchange this morning. These do not reflect overnight trade. The May wheat contract, we'll start with Kansas City, actually, and the May wheat there started at 10.45 a bushel. The open was up 13, and the July contract was at 10.50 on the open, up 33 cents. In Chicago, the May wheat contract opened at 9.97 a bushel, up 9.5 cents. July, 9.91, up 4.5. September wheat opened at 10.02, up 18, and the December contract 10.14, up 20 cents. May corn opened up as well. In fact, the rest of the board pretty much opened up on the upside. May nearby corn opened at 5.15 a bushel, up 7.5 cents. The July 5.27.5, up 8.25. September up 5.5 on the open at 5.28.5. December corn 5.27, up 6. March corn for next year 5.35, up 5.75 cents. And the May corn for 2009 5.39.5, up 4.5 cents. Into the bean pit, the May bean contract opened at 12.16 a bushel, up 9 cents. July, 12.32, up 10. August beans, 12.35, up 19 cents. The September opened at 12.02 a bushel, up 12. November, 11.48, up 8 cents. January, 11.62, up 11. And March beans for next year at 11.69, up 7 cents. The May 2009 contract, 11.74 on the open, up 7 cents. In the products, soybean meal for May opened at 3.16 even, up 5.70. July, 3.19.50, up 5. Bean oil for May, 55.04 on the open, up 64 cents. July, 55.50, up 36. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, April live cattle opened this morning at 90.75 a hundredweight, up 7.5. June at 91 even, up 2.5. August live cattle up 30 at 94.70 on the open, and October 99.30, up 32.5. April feeder cattle opened at 104 even, down 2.5. The May at 107.30, down 5. August feeders 110.90, up 10. And September opened at 111 even, down 40. In the hogs, April lean hogs opened at 56.25, down 7.5. The May at 67.80, down 17.5. June 71.85, down 22.5. July lean hogs 74.80, down 12.5. And May pork bellies opened this morning at 76.30, 100 weight. Down 55.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Looking in the outside markets right now, the May crude oil contract hovering around $102 a barrel, down to $101.70 right now, down 14 cents from the settlement on Friday. The CRB index is at 382.23, down 6.07. The U.S. dollar index 73.04.5, down 30, or up 30 rather. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently is at 12,583. That's up 222 points. From Friday's close. The NASDAQ up 57 points now at 2315. The S&P is up 23.5 points at 1353. The gold contract for May in New York is trading up 32 cents an ounce at 1717, and April gold is up 430 at 92430. Checking the current tick on the boards of trade in Kansas City and Chicago, Casey May wheat is up 33.5 cents at 1065.5. May wheat in Chicago is up 29.25 cents at 10.16¾. The corn trading in a range from up 7¾ cents on the FAR contracts to the nearby up 11¼ cents right now. And the beans are trading in the 6 cent range for the November contract nearby at almost 32 cents higher. Joining us now to take a look at the markets on this Monday is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Tom.
And thanks for filling in on this Monday morning. A bit of an upswing after a down week last week.
Well, funds aren't selling today, and I think that's the big thing that people worry about is when are they going to sell the next time? They pushed things right back down when they got rid of some of their length last week. Today, we don't have them selling. We have, in fact, a lot of people trying to buy corn because of worries about the acreage report next Monday, also about the weather that's still going to be cool and wet this week in the Midwest, and maybe put us behind on planting for corn, which would mean more bean acres and less corn. China's beans were up overnight, 40 points. India cut their veg oil imports and worried about weather around the world in various places.
What's the worry about the crop report for next week?
Industry thinks they might cut the corn acreage back from USDA's 90 to as low as 85. I think industry average is around 87, and that would mean more bean acres of 70 million, 71 million or more. If that happens, it should be bullish corn and maybe a little negative beans.
What would get the funds to start trading?
Funds just depends on the credit they have right now. With the meltdown in the stock market last week, that forced them to get cash out of the commodity markets. They only spend 10 to 13% of their money in the commodity markets, and 70% of that's in oil and energies and metals. The other is in grains and everything else. But they needed funds to plug up their holes in their other 80, 90% of their business. So they got out of a lot of their commodity business last week. They still have well over 400,000 long corn and well over 160,000 long soybeans. So they could, if it needed to get out of some more to have cash for their other side where they were really being killed a week ago. So the stock market back up 200 points allows them to not have as many credit worries on the other side of their business.
All right. What does this all mean for a producer at this point?
For producers, right now the selling is over, so it gives them a chance to for higher prices to maybe sell some more, some drill out some more, or to protect higher prices.
You have a take on the Merck today?
On the Merck, we've been both sides, but cattle are expected to be a little higher and hogs a little higher, and they've really been mixed today.
All right. And anything on the outside market that you're keeping a look at? You mentioned that the funds are obviously looking at
the
movements
market,
in some of those.
Yeah, the stock market's surviving and actually being up as high as we've been since the crisis of Bear Stearns. We're up 250 points today, been up 10, 20 higher. Also, then, the outside markets, the metals, are not just being killed like they were last week. So the outside markets are helping support everything.
All right. Anything else this morning?
That's about it.
All right. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities, and we thank him for filling in for Kurt Kimmel on this Monday opening market report. Let's go to the board again, where we find the Kansas City May wheat contract up 26 cents a bushel at 10.58, and the July up 25 and a quarter at 10.42 and a quarter cents. In Chicago, the May wheat contract now up 31 and a quarter cents at 10.18 and three quarters, and July at 10.11 and a quarter, up 24 and three quarter cents. Corn pit right now, the May corn contract at 5.19 and three quarters, 5.19 and a half now, up 12 cents. A lot of movement at this moment. July corn is up 12 and a quarter at 5.31 and a half. September at 5.34 and a half, up 11 and a half cents. And December of 08 corn, 5.31 and a quarter, that's up 10 cents. The Deese corn for 09 is up 8 cents a bushel at 5.11 and a quarter. In the beans, the May opening, or right now, is at 12.42 and three quarters, up 34 and a quarter cents. The July at 12.54 and a quarter, up 32 and a quarter. August beans at 12.48, up 32. And the November bean contract at 11.46 and a half, up 6.5 cents. May soybean meal currently trading at 3.21.20. That's up 11 points at the moment, 11 full points. July soybean meal at 3.23.80, up 9.30. Bean oil for May is at 55.15, up 75 now. And July bean oil up 85 at 55.99. Current Merck numbers right now, April live cattle are at 90.30, 100 weight down 37.5, but the June is up 2.5 at 91 even. April feeder cattle 103.45, down 57.5. The April lean hog contract is at 56.30, down 2.5. And pork bellies for March right now, check that for May, are at 76.95. Up 110. And one last look at the stock market. It's up 212 points at the moment. The Dow is at 12,573, and the NASDAQ up 54.5 points at 2313. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.